This is Lee Arnold at the Wembley Arena in London. We've got a capacity crowd here tonight. The band just finished tuning up, and in just a moment, Mel Tillis will be making his first appearance here at the International Festival of Country Music.
For the first time here at the International Festival of Country Music, well-known songwriter and singer, the incredible Mel Tillis.
Sometimes my soul gets weary and my mind begins to wander, like that old train, the Hummingbird, goes to Alabama. They say home is where the heart is, mine is down in Dixie. When you go down to Dixie, you're heading for higher ground.
Southern rain,
blowing from the coast of Mississippi.
Southern rain,
I feel better when those southern waters hit me. Well, I can't depend on Jordan seven times each day. Pray for heaven, southern rain. Blessings sent from heaven.
Southern rain,
it'll wash away your care if you let them. Well, you may not believe my stories, and you may say I'm insane. You're the closest thing to home, though, southern rain. Oh. Home's a killer feeling that a body can't get over. Knows the thing is heating. Spend a lot of the placing all the things we leave behind.
Southern rain,
blowing from the coast to Mississippi.
Southern rain,
I feel better when those southern waters hit me. I can't depend on Jordan seven times either pay. I can pray for help and hope in
southern rain.
Like a sunshine, it's a blessing sent from the heavens. You don't wash away your care if you let them. And you may not believe my stories, and you may see.
You're the proud
thing of home, those southern rain.
All right.
Southern rain.
We'll return with more of Mel Tillis right after this.
Mel Tillis is our special guest at the International Festival of Country Music. And Mel, what makes this concert so unique as far as you're concerned here in London?
It's good. It's got people from the continent, from Europe is over here, and from Ireland, from everywhere. It's sort of an international get-together.
What kind of memories do you have growing up in Pahokee, Florida?
Oh, I remember that. I remember the Lake Okeechobee. I remember playing football, all the sports, fishing, the girls. I remember it all, man. We had a good time.
Thank you so much, neighbors. You're awfully nice, and it's awful nice to be over here at Wembley. I hope you have a good time here with us tonight. And I'd like to go back, if I may, and do some of the older country songs that we had out. Maybe you'll remember some of them.
Tonight, I'm burning, oh, lovely. Photographs and memories of you. Hoping somehow feel better, and when the smoke is gone, I won't want you burning memories, burning memories, burning all memories of you. I can do, 'cause my heart to you no longer matters, and I can't live on memory. Into the fire goes dreams you shatter, and when the smoke is gone, then I'll be free. Burning memories, teardrops fall while I am burning memories, burning all memories of you that I can. Tucson in the summer, so this time the boss chose me. I've been sort of restless, guess he thought it might happen. I got away from the wife and family. There'd been no other woman since the mother of my children, and in age and every way she's a lady. But there's one that I remember, a sultry night we spent together, and she satisfied love inside of me. Go on and send me down to Tucson, I'll get the job done, because the one whose love is free, she may be easy, but I love my lady. But the lady don't satisfy the love inside of me.
Mel, it was a song that you did that's been recorded, I don't know, you tell me how many times, Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town, and it was based on a true life incident that happened down in Florida.
Well, it was just a number one hit over in Sweden, again, by a group from Sweden. And they changed it up from the Asian war to the Irish war, you know. But I wrote that song. It was about a guy that was World War II, about a girl from England, and I changed the wars to the Vietnam.
Thank you so much. You know what? A few years ago, I had the opportunity to write a song, and it sold millions and millions of records. Everybody recorded the song. I'd love to give you our little version of that song, okay? You painted up your lips and rolled in curls of tinted hair. Hey, Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? The shadows on the wall tell me the sun is going down. Hey, Ruby,
gonna take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. I'm a ruby that I'm not the man I used to be. I still need your company. Well, it's hard to love a man whose legs have been to paralyze, and the wants and the needs of a woman your age should be out of your life. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Don't take your love to town. Yes, you need to knock, cause I just heard the slamming of the door. Now the way I know, I heard it slamming 100 times before. If I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Hey. For God's sakes, turn around,
Ruby. Turn yourself around.
Stay tuned for more of the International Festival of Country Music and another exciting performance by Mel Tillis in concert. And now, once again, here's Mel Tillis.
Thank you very much. Here's an old one here that I had out a few years ago. Maybe you'll remember this song.
If she seems cold and bitter, I beg of you, just stop and consider all she gone through. Now don't be quick to condemn her for things she might say. Just remember, life turned her that way. Lord, she's been walked on and stepped on so and I hate to admit it, but that last footprint's mine. Lord, she was crying when I met her. She cries harder today. So don't blame her, life turned her that way. Lord, she's been walked on and stepped on so many times, and I hate to admit it, but that last footprint's mine. Lord, she was crying when I met her. She cries harder. So don't blame life turned that way. So don't blame life turned that way.
You had a big number one song in 79, another big favorite, Coca-Cola Cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did that in a movie, a Clint Eastwood movie, Ever Which Way But Loose. And I didn't want to record that song. I also had a song in there called "Send Me Down to Tucson." So Clint Eastwood, he said they're hits, Mel. He said you do them, so I did them. And
he was right.
He was right.
You say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more, I changed the locks on my door, and it's too late now, I know you'll never change. Cause she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and a Robert Redford hair. But you walk across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said just he'll see me cry and think I still love you. She said, don't call me no more, I've changed the locks on my door, and it's too late now, I know you'll never change. Would you like to have me sing it? And she said, you're just a you got an Eastwood smile and a Robert Redford hair. Oh, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas. I'm gonna give you another chance. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. I'm gonna give you another chance. Okay, I want to hear everybody this time, okay? Here we go. And she said, you're just a... You got an Eastwood smile and a boxcar Willie hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care. Yeah, you walked across my heart like it was Texas. And you taught me how to say I just don't care.
What does it take to write a hit song? Going back to your days at Cedarwood Publishing, did you have any formula? How did the ideas come?
No. Lee, I think when you're hungry, you write. I think you only have a certain amount of songs in you.
Another song I think you get a particular joy out of singing, I just feel it in the way you sing the song, is I Got the Hoss. It seems you have fun with that on stage.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with that song. I've got a lot of complaints from little old ladies, but, you know, most of the kids, small kids, only hear the good side of that song.
All right. Thank you so much. Oh. Thank you very much. You make it old. Country boy fell off a good.
My name you can find on the tail of my shirt. I'm a Tennessee hustler, never do work. Like it's a different woman with a fall off each week. Always sing these good woman blues. Memphis, and nice beer, chapel, too. Always singing these good woman blues. But woman blues, Lord, never get you down. Too many women all in brown. There's black, lot the bottom, and I bring good for you, mom. Always singing these good woman.
The International Festival of Country Music, recorded live in London, returns with Billy Swan and Kris Kristofferson after this message. British country music fans have gathered at the International Festival of Country Music to see their favorite stars. They won't be disappointed. It's time for Billy Swan and Kris Kristofferson in concert.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Billy Swan.
Don't you know I dialed your number by mistake? And I'm making friends with all your friends here of late. Go. There must be a reason for it, don't you know? The talk is I talk about you all the time, but I've got a bad case of you on my mind. I wrote our names together where you'd see it, wet cement. Does it ring a bell? Can't you take a hint? Or do I have to draw a picture, put it in front of your face, and make you take a good look at what's it taking place? Do I have to draw a picture? Can't you see for yourself? Don't you know that I've fallen for you and I'm not in the mood of anything else? See my car more than ever on the block, and haven't you noticed that I've straightened up a lot? But don't
Don't you wonder why I sent the flowers I sent to you? Are you aware of what's going on? Am I getting through? Or do I have to draw a picture, put it in front of your face, then make you take a good look at what's taking place? Or do I have to draw a picture? Can't you see for yourself? Or don't you know that I'm falling for you and I'm not into much of anything else?
Thank you very much. It's Glenn Clark, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Glenn.
There's some poor rich folks are lonesome and blue, because they can't buy what I got with you. But it sure would be nice to have the money too. That kind of money and our kind of love. Castle like a queen and a king, with that kind of money and that kind of love.
Have nothing to do but just to do our thing,
with that kind of money and that kind of love.
The money can't buy what I got with you, but it would be nice to have the money too. My oh my, what we could do,
with that kind of money and that kind of love.
We wouldn't have to worry for the rest of our lives,
with that kind of money and that kind of love.
We'd go around the world and we wouldn't think twice,
with that kind of money and that kind of love.
We have a big bed spread, some Florida tents, diamonds and rubies all over your hands. Buy a tropical island and lay in the sand,
with that kind of money and that kind of love. That kind of money and all kind of love. That kind of money and all kind of love.
We never go to work, we just play and play, make love all night and sleep all day. Sure would be nice to live that way,
with that kind of money and all kind of love. But with that kind of money and all kind of love. With their kind of money and all kind of love. With their kind of money and all kind of love.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me just tell you, it's really nice to be back in London, and especially here at Wembley. This is our first time here.
Let's make up and give up the fight. Come out of the storm and into my arms. Lay down and love me tonight. We had a fight. Another go round. Hurt each other's pride, put each other down. Ain't it so sad how stupid mistakes can take a good love and turn it to hate. Lay down and love me tonight. Let's make up and give up the fight. Come out of the storm and into
to hold you until you fall to sleep. You're what I'm living for. Oh, how I need to lay down and love you tonight. Let's make up and give up the fight. Come out
Swan and Kris Kristofferson have been friends for years, and they're coming up next on the International Festival of Country Music. But first, listen to this. Welcome back to the International Festival of Country Music, recorded live in London, England. Now let's return to Billy Swan singing his number one hit, I Can Help. We'll be back to talk with Kris Kristofferson about his early days in London as the International Festival of Country Music continues after this message. Kris Kristofferson is no stranger to London. We discuss some of his experiences backstage at the Wembley Arena.
Backstage with Kris Kristofferson, first time at Wembley, but not really the first time in England, Kris. This is an old, familiar place and a well-loved place for you as far as fans are concerned.
Yeah, well, it's not so familiar for the fan point of view, but I spent a lot of time in this town. It's
what kind of memories?
Good ones, good ones. I was back here like 20 years ago when I was in college, and and hanging out. And when I first tried to get in the music business was in London. And they renamed me Chris Carson back in those days, and I was a spectacular failure.
You had a good tour here, though, recently. I mean, the past few days has been great. You played Ireland, and I understand that everybody stood up and sang along with Chris Christopherson's songs.
It was a great experience. I've never had one like it on the stage, but it was like 4,000 to 5,000 people. And each night, and they were all standing up and moving with the music and singing the songs. It was a great exchange of emotion.
Should be for American Werewolf in London. Okay, we're going to take a little trip through the emotions. Hope we'll touch a few familiar ones with you. And some that aren't so familiar, I hope. Because some of them ain't too pretty. Like this one. There are shadows on the sidewalk of the city streets at night. The alleyway and the ugly thing are hidden from the light. And somewhere soon my baby gonna sell her soul again for a custom tailor lady killer they call Sugar Man. I searched the back street barroom and every cheap hotel, asking for my baby. They all knew her well. Well, they said she's out there working for the wages of her sin. If you wanna find your baby,
there's more of Kris Kristofferson coming your way when we return. Kris Kristofferson is known in England not only as a songwriter, poet, and singer, but has received wide acclaim for his motion picture roles as well. We had a chance to talk with Kris about his acting career backstage in London.
What picture really gave you the biggest kick that you really enjoyed artistically or aesthetically doing? Of all, and you've been with so many superstars like Barbra Streisand and Ellen Burstyn and Jane Fonda with Rollover.
Well, it would either be Heaven's Gate, which was unfortunately received, and it was unfortunate because it was really a beautiful piece of work, and at least an attempt at something of artistic quality, you know. But I'm not sorry I did it. It was the, like I say, it was artistically the most satisfying thing that I've probably been in. On a par with that, and one that was real well received, was The Stars Born. I felt like it was the only thing that gave me an equivalent shot at a range of showing a character, you know, with humor and all the emotions that you could.
See him wasted on the sidewalk, his jacket and his jeans, wearing yesterday's misfortunes like a smile. Once he had a future full of money, love, and dreams, which he spent like they was going out of style. And he keeps right on a change for the better or the worse, searching for a shrine he's never found. Never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse, or if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet, he's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher, he's a pilgrim and a preacher, and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction. He's in every wrong direction on his lonely way back home. He has tasted good and evil in your bedrooms and your bars, and he's traded in tomorrow for today. Running from his devil's lord and reaching for the stars, and losing all he learned along the way. But if this world keeps right on turning, for the better or the worse, and all he ever gets is older and around. From the rocking of the cradle to the rolling of the hearse, the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet, and he's a liar, he's a prophet, he's a dreamer, he's a pilgrim and a preacher, and a problem when he's gone. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, digging every wrong direction on his lonely way back home. And there's a lot of wrong directions. Thank you.
How do you like to relax these days? What gives you pleasure?
My family. My daughter, my daughters, my son, you know, is playing with my kids, keeping fit. I run a lot, and my work. I have more pleasure with my band than I ever had before, since I quit the sauce, and 5 years ago on that, and 5 months ago I quit smoking grass. 3 years ago, I quit pills. I got no chemicals between me and my people anymore. And I'm enjoying it to an extent I never thought possible. You know, I used to really, really dread public performing. I'm really looking forward to getting out there tonight.
We'll be back with more of Kris Kristofferson right after this word. And now back to London, the International Festival of Country Music, and more of Kris Kristofferson.
Nobody loves anybody anymore, dear. Nobody loves anybody anymore. Life ain't what it used to be, it seemed to mean before.
moon is just the moon. The stars are only stars. And if it don't come easy now, it ain't worth fighting for. Nobody loves anybody anymore. Here, I'm back being me again, you're back being you. Stronger for the loving war that we've been through. We both took a look ahead and closed the door. Nobody loves anybody anymore. Dear, nobody loves anybody anymore. Maybe you believe in me and I believe in you. Baby, we've been through before. Everything we ever dreamed ain't never coming true. Nobody loves anybody anymore. Maybe you believed in me and I believed in you. Baby, we've been fooled before.
Ooh, yeah.
Everything we ever dreamed ain't never coming true. Nobody loves anybody anymore. Dear, nobody loves anybody anymore. Nobody loves anybody anymore. Dear, nobody loves anybody anymore.
Which song came the hardest to write?
Oh, a lot of them came hard. It'd be easier to say which came the easiest. The easiest was probably Why Me. It came the fastest. Casey's Last Ride, the imagery started out here 20 years ago and finished up in Louisiana, you know, 15 years later.
Looking back over the years, Chris, what would you say, just off the top of your head, was the most difficult decision that you had to make?
Difficult. Well, probably the scariest decision I made was the decision to leave the Army and to become a songwriter. But it wasn't really as the most difficult because I wanted to so badly. But it was so hard on everybody around me because it was so risky to abandon a career which was comfortable and secure for one that was as dangerous as making your living by your wits.
Stephen wrote that song. Here's an old one called Casey's Last Ride.
Casey joins the hollow sound of silent people walking down the stairway to the subway. In the shadows down below, following their footsteps through the neon darkened corridors of silent desperation, never speaking to a soul. The poison air he's breathing has the dirty smell of dying, for there's never seen the sunshine, never felt the rain. But Casey minds the arrows and ignores the fatal echoes of the clicking of the turnstiles and the rattle of his chains.
she said, Casey, it's been so long since I've seen you. Here, she said, just a kiss to make a body smile. See, she said, I've put on new stockings just to please you. Lord, she said, Casey, can you only stay a while? Underground and stops inside the Golden Crown for something wet to wipe away the chills on his bones. Seeing his reflection in the lives of all the lonely men who reach for anything they can to keep from going home. The corner, Casey drinks his pint of bitter, never glancing in the mirror at the people passing by. Then he stumbles as he's leaving, and he wonders if the reason is the beer that's in his belly or the tear that's in his eye. She said, I suppose you seldom think about me. Now, she said, now that you've a family of your own. Still, she said, it's so blessed good to feed your body. Lord, she said, Casey, it's a shame to be alone.
Thank you.
We'll have more of Kris Kristofferson in concert, so stay with us for more of the International Festival of Country Music after this announcement. Once again, let's enjoy the great artistry of one of the best in the world of music, Kris Kristofferson.
Well, thank you. Listen, we really appreciate you all coming out here and paying everything it costs to get in here. God bless you for it. Well, I woke up Sunday morning, no way to hold my head, it didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes, found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face, combed my hair, stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. In the park I saw Daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school, listen to a song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home. Somewhere far away, a lonely bell was ringing. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. The Sunday morning sidewalk,
wishing, Lord, that I was stoned.
For there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone.
There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound
on the sleeping city sidewalk Sunday morning coming down.
Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors in the sunlight and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love, and time we had to spend. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Coming close together with a feeling that I've never known before. Ashamed of being human or afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way she opened every door in my mind. Dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Thank you.
This is Lee Arnold. We've enjoyed having you with us for the International Festival of Country Music, recorded live in London, England. Our thanks to all the artists who made the show possible. The Mutual Broadcasting System invites you to join us again next weekend for more of the International Festival of Country Music. Next week's show will be a great one, featuring Razzie Bailey, Jerry Lee Lewis, Roy Orbison, Don Williams, and Boxcar Willie. Special thanks to British Caledonian Airways, the official carrier for the festival. Until next weekend, this is Lee Arnold saying so long for now.